KMAN.
Happy Friday. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. As teased, Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, Convention, Tourism Bureau, is in the studio. And Karen, I need your energy. I need your excitement.
What a great day. Today is absolutely beautiful. It's Friday. It's the Kentucky Derby. It is spring. It's time to celebrate. Best of all, it's a great day to be in Manhattan, Kansas.
All right, there. That's what I needed. Because the allergies are kicking in. I'm loving the weather, but the allergies are kicking in. It's
just minor, minor, okay. Minor.
We powered through.
That's exactly right. Brady, thanks again for having me on. We're delighted to be here. Wanted to talk a little bit about what is in store for next week. Next week, beginning on Sunday, we kick off National Tourism Week. And that's something that is celebrated nationwide, and many times we take it for granted that travel just happens. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what travel means for Manhattan, Kansas, and then some of the fun things that we have planned for next week that we can hardly wait to talk about, because Dave's already been teasing it. You've already been teasing it. So
teasing what?
Teasing about a big birthday party that we're going to be having next week.
Oh, next week. Turn your mic back on there, Brady. That would be...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I had to cough for a second.
Yeah. The big guy. The big guy in the park. Better make the birthday list, Dave.
The big guy.
The big guy. Yeah.
The birthday list?
Yeah. Next Thursday.
May 10th.
May 10th. So while Dave's making notes with that, I wanted to talk
a little... Do we have a year?
He's going to be 52.
Okay.
Yeah. He was actually,
he looks a lot older than me.
He does, but he was actually created in 55, but he didn't grow to his life size stature that he is now.
Bigger than life size.
Until 1966. So, gotcha. 52, we're gonna give him a few years.
And it's gonna be quite the celebration.
It is gonna be quite the celebration. So, but I wanted to talk a little bit about what it means when you travel. Hopefully you all have vacations that are planned, or you are inviting families to come see you here in Manhattan, Kansas, because travel to Manhattan, Kansas makes a difference. Did you know that 3/4 of all trips are taken in the United States, and they provide countless benefits for people when they travel? It gives you great wealth, health, wellness, creativity, makes you culturally aware, provides education, makes you happy when you travel. And it helps build those relationships. So what does travel really mean for Manhattan? Well, it has a real positive effect on Raleigh County. According to U.S. Travel Research, it states that tourism in Raleigh County alone generates $26.8 million in tax revenues. That's a pretty significant chunk of change that is dropped when people come to Manhattan, Kansas. And for Manhattan, that represents about 2.5% of all Kansas visitor spend. The other thing that I think is interesting to know is that travel is the 9th largest employer in the state of Kansas, and it supports in Manhattan, Kansas, 2,500 jobs alone.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
That's something people probably wouldn't think about necessarily.
Exactly. And when you think about that, when you think about lodging, when you think about dining, when you think about our attractions, when you think about all of those things that people do when they travel, those are jobs that make a difference for Manhattan, Kansas. So tourism and travel matter for our community.
Very much so. And you got some more statistics here that Manhattan earned the recognition as the number one most walkable meeting destination in the state.
Absolutely. And, I think it is really great as our staff works diligently to bring people to Manhattan to meet. Actually, today we are welcoming the Young Professionals Conference here to town. Brady, you should be going over to that.
When is it?
It's at the Hilton Garden Inn right now. Don't leave.
Oh, right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't leave yet. But you could go. But last year in 2017, the Convention and Visitors Bureau worked with 198 conferences, there are a lot more conferences that come to town, but we directly worked with 198 conferences, which meant that there were a little over 15,000 room nights that were used. It represented over 83,000 attendees to those meetings, with that estimated economic impact of $64 million as conferences come into a town. We figure that the average visitor spend that when they come into our community as visitors come in, on average a visitor will spend about $311 per day.
Pretty big numbers there, especially pretty when that big. All adds up, as we can see in that total. And the walkable meeting thing, mm-hmm. we'll go back, touch on that again for just a quick second, because I noticed that. I live pretty near City Park,
uh-huh.
and I, especially when the weather's like this, I'll just walk and jog around everywhere, and I can just jog over to the over to the grocery stores over near 4th Street, walk around Points, walk
sure.
around City Park, walk around Aggieville. Everything's pretty
sure
pretty right next to each other. It's great.
Absolutely. It is great. Whether you're meeting in the downtown area or you're meeting in the Aggieville area, or if you're meeting on the west side, we have trails and availability to get people get active, stretch your legs with that. But I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit more about Johnny Caw's birthday, or if we want to do that after a break.
Actually, we do have a phone call.
We'll
We'll go ahead and take that phone call real quick. Go ahead,
Super.
Caller.
You know, talking about your tourism, all those cars driving by out on I-70 don't even know we're here. Or that there was storms last week out on the highway over between before you get to Salina. If we, I was just going to talk about your land that you own out there at I-70 and Hillsbury, 177. If we had electronic signs up there, of course, the state says it has to be within 10 miles of the city limits, but if we had a temporary evangelist tent with a sign up on top, electronic, that you could tell them that last winter the I-70 was closed and there's no motel rooms out there. We have motel rooms here they need to stop at. We have dinner here. Don't go into that storm. And, of course, they say there's no water, so we could have five-star vending, have the water and soda in the vending machines, and do the same thing they do at the Cowboy Stampede with the portable potties out there, and have some way to get that economic engine off of I-70 and into the town. Okay, you heard my song and dance again. Thank you for being there and doing everything you do.
I appreciate that call, and that is a great concern that we do have as to how do we, again, tell people what Manhattan has to offer. But most appropriately, with the weather that we have experienced this week, it doesn't matter if you're in Riley County or if you're in Sherman County, as you're traveling through on I-70 and you're not familiar with the Kansas landscape nor the county that you're in, how are we aware of if there's inclement weather, how to take shelter, how to find safety with that. So, again, that is an issue that we continue to work with the proper authorities and do our best to keep the public safe as they travel. So I appreciate that call very much.
And I think I did notice there are some, like, Visit Manhattan billboards
yes.
along I-70.
Yes, and you're going to see those change here shortly. But, again, every effort to try and pull people off to come to enjoy our shopping, dining, and offerings.
You know, well, let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Karen Hibbard right here on News Radio KMAN.